this. This is a, like, a wait for it kind of song. How long do you think it's going to take to get to Tequila? Over or under 20 more seconds?
Over 20 more?
No, I'm tracking the time here to see if it's
going
to
be over.
Okay, we're at 10 seconds from when I asked that question.
40 seconds.
Here it comes.
Tequila.
All right. So that was 16 seconds from when I asked the question.
Okay.
And I probably asked it about 10 seconds into that. By the way, I got to get something off my chest here because we're 3 hours into the show, and this is as minor a matter as they come, but it bugged me. And I'm used to it, but it annoys me every time I see it. So ESPN.com, for many people, ESPN, ESPN.com, like a major entity where a lot of people obviously get news. And they do great with sports news, okay? But here's what I don't need. And I can't imagine there's too many people disagree with me on this one. So last night, and I don't remember the time. I mean, this is a screenshot I have on my phone, maybe from 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock last night, whatever time it is. Top story, ESPN.com. Pell Larson wins Summer League title for Heat with floater. Heat, 120. Grizzlies, 118. A picture of two guys I've never heard of from the Summer League celebrating their championship in the Summer League.
Like, does ESPN carry them?
Does Major League Baseball not count? I mean, is there nothing out? Like, let me give you a bigger story from yesterday. Freaking TNT matched Amazon's $1.8 billion deal for rights for carrying the NBA. That's a bigger story than a freaking Summer League game. I mean, Seltzer, am I wrong or am I right? I mean, I know you guys get on my case. Sometimes you think I nitpick. But I can't imagine anybody listening right now, and maybe ESPN has metrics that show you put a Summer League thing on there and more people click on it than something else. But how is that the top story last night?
Slow day in sports.
I guess. James' training camp was going to start the next day all over America. I can't get a training camp something. I can't get something. Did anything happen in baseball last night?
I'm sure something happened.
By the way, the TNT story is wild. So let me be clear. I don't fully understand it. But from the way I'm digesting it, here's basically what I think is going on. So TNT did officially turn in paperwork to the NBA saying, we match to continue inside the NBA for years to come. We match a $1.8 billion deal that Amazon put on the table, which they claim to have the right to match. The problem is, reportedly, the NBA thinks TNT did not have the right to match this. So they're saying it's going to be lawyer up time between the NBA, TNT, and Amazon, all fighting over the rights that are either going to Amazon or TNT, or theoretically could be split between the two, which, of course, could save TNT's inside the NBA beyond just one more season. We also know Charles is on record saying he's only working one more year no matter what. Now, maybe he changes that, maybe he doesn't. But anyway, keep your eye on that story. It's a pretty big one in the sports business world. $1.8 billion. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Jeremy right now. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me.
Well done.
That was nice.
Very, very well done. By the way, I'm going to give you two. First, Tiger.
Good morning. And thank you for joining me.
And because you bring humor to the table, Jeremy, I'm also giving you Jalex Hunt.
What's up, Big Pimpin?
All right, what's up,
Have
dude?
A great show, Jeremy.
thank you, Rue. Thank you. So I got two topics for you. First thing, just the Giants GM. This guy is a stooge, if I've ever seen one
like
in my
hack, life.
Yeah,
doesn't he?
Just with not being able to re-sign Saquon, and obviously I'm happy that this happened, but how he's done this a million times. How do you not talk to your $40 million QB about restructuring his contract to free up that little bit of money you need to bring Saquon in or to bring him back and not keep him or keep him from going to a division rival?
Jeremy, like I'm sorry. I'm getting confused. You saying Giants or Jets? You talking about Reddick? Oh, I'm
the
sorry.
Giants.
I had the Reddick thing on my mind. Yeah. Look, I'll say this in his defense, dude. Like, they weren't going anywhere with Saquon. They
He's
weren't.
He's homegrown. I mean, it
but
really
they gonna,
is crazy.
Gonna go, but are they going to go further with the running back they brought in, whose name is escaping me
well,
right now?
Well, I have no idea who it is. Yeah.
It is sort of a luxury in today's world, Jeremy, to have a back that is the maybe second best, the first best, the third best, depending on what day you're looking at, when you're as bad as the Giants are.
I mean, for what it's worth, Jeremy, in the salary cap era, especially. Because, look, this used to happen back in the 60s and 70s and 80s. Some of the best backs. I mean, Walter Payton, until the end of his career, was on horrible teams. Mm-hmm. O.J. Simpson was on horrible teams. Horrible teams. So there is, and that's pre-salary cap. Now, in the salary cap, I mean, there's not a ton of history of great running backs winning titles. There's just not. I mean, who's the best? Who is the best? Falk?
Falk, yeah. Probably Marshall Falk.
But it's a limited group of greatness. I mean,
you had, my only thought with it is, like, just,
I mean, Bettis was at the end.
Not,
yeah, Corey Dillon was really Daniel good Jones, that year, but he wasn't like an all-time great.
No, he wasn't.
The Colts.
Edgerrin,
yeah.
I always thought he was a little overrated, but yeah, he was good, yeah. Clearly. But, you know, it's like the top, you know, the guys that are winning rushing titles, and obviously Emmitt, but that was 95, I think, was the first year of the salary cap, something like that. Look, Jeremy, we'll see how it plays out. Philadelphia, New York, and frankly, the whole league will be watching to see whether, you know, it turns the Eagles
Terrell
way or
Davis?
Not. Well, yes, but he was on
the
a rookie deal.
Yeah.
He was on a rookie. But yes, for greatness, for sure. He was phenomenal. Jeremy, give me a big answer. Food or drink and a title?
So I had one more thing, if you have
sure.
time.
Go ahead, buddy.
So I was listening to you guys this morning, and I got something with the press conferences that are going to be coming up. I've got one thing I want to hear from Nick, and I've got one thing I want to hear from Jalen when they eventually speak. With Nick, I need to hear that this team is in a full-on blue-collar lunch pail mentality mode. I need them to acknowledge that they understand this season's going to be an uphill battle and they're not resting on the success that they had in the beginning of last season. I need to know that they understand they're working their way up. They're not defending.
I agree with that.
When this season starts.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. And you know, Jeremy, that's my point about the Sixers today with Paul George. While it's exciting they got him, I'm legitimately excited. I don't want the Sixers going on a victory tour just because they got Paul George. Like, go win something before you start spiking the basketball, so
well,
to speak.
This is not a worry for the players. I don't find it concerning for the Eagle players or for the Sixers players that
well,
they'll,
you know,
just
what,
like, put their heels up before the season even starts.
But, John, I'm
this
talking about Sixers social media went wild about a week or two with what I would call victory laps. They went wild.
Well, they made a big signing.
They did make a big signing, but they also made it 2 months after the Sixers were eliminated and 1 month after the Boston Celtics won the championship. I'm not in the mood for a victory lap. Go do something on the court and then talk to me. I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
No, because they have to talk, and they can't go do something on the court before they talk.
No, come on.
I'm not saying, man. I'm not saying don't do a press conference. I'm saying don't pop champagne.
Yeah, I'm with Joe.
Are they popping champagne?
I'm not popping champagne either.
Ruben, their social media stuff, it was a lot. It was a lot.
Maybe I didn't pay attention enough.
Maybe I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I was, you know, not a huge Paul George fan. Like, I thought maybe there were others who could do a better job of bringing us where we need to go, but it's exciting.
It is exciting.
Like,
I acknowledge that. But let's
and
put it this way.
I look at
when,
that.
But
as,
when the Eagles got T.O. and Javon Curse entering 04, like, the team.
That's different.
And the team had gotten to the conference title game. The Sixers have gotten nowhere. That's kind of part of what I'm saying.
And I didn't feel like the celebration was the same. Then again, it's hard for me to judge that celebration. That felt like it was life-altering.
Well, it did for us
the
as fans.
The best
it felt
defensive
that
player available. The best offensive player who wasn't even available, by the way.
I remember.
Like, it was a dream come true, both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Never has anything been that awesome in terms of free agency offseason.
Jeremy, give me a food or drink and a title.
So the last thing from Jalen, I just need to know that I don't need the big foo-foo nonsense. I don't need to see that he's got a relationship with Nick like Holly does, where they're joking around all the time. Alarm's going off right now, and I want to hear Jalen silence the alarm, give everybody a good clean slate to go forward with. My answer for your question.
Yep.
Green eggs and ham.
Good.
Oh,
well.
Really good answer.
Wow, that might be a winner.
It might.
Yeah, excellent.
I mean, who can beat that?
You got a double dipper.
Well, we got Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
That's pretty good.
We got Catcher in the Rye. We got American Pie.
Oh, man.
And Green Eggs
and
Ham.
I love that answer.
Green eggs and ham is a big one. So, Ruben, I've brought this up before on the show when you weren't here.
Uh-oh.
Riddle me how this one
riddle me this
works, all right? So I remember years ago reading about how Dr. Seuss has been translated to, you know, let's just make up a number, 100 languages.
Seuss.
So Seuss, yeah.
Yeah.
So Ruben, like in English, it rhymes.
Right.
I mean, wouldn't it lose 80% of the fiber of the story if it doesn't rhyme?
Don't you think they try to rhyme it in the other languages?
John, it's different language. You can't try to rhyme it.
Don't you think they try to rhyme
it? Well, you would change the whole story.
I would guess they try to rhyme
it. How do you rhyme? Oh, come on.
It's the only other words that rhyme. In other languages, like Spanish, you have a lot of words that rhyme.
So what is it, green eggs and a freaking table?
All right, Ruben, you are completely bilingual. Could you read a line of Green Eggs and Ham in Spanish?
Of course.
See, we could find out exactly how
we need to know the next line. Like, what's after actual green eggs and ham? I don't know. I'm not sure. All right, let's talk to Lauren right now on Brigantine. What's going on, Lauren?
Hey, calling in from Absecon Inlet.
Awesome.
Nice.
Calling with a title.
Yes.
Fried green tomatoes.
Fried green tomatoes. Yeah, that is another one.
Great one.
Really good one.
God, I have a cousin who's been telling me I should watch that for 15
years. You've never seen it?
I have no interest. You know why?
Wow.
It falls into what category? Seltzer, what category?
Older women movie?
Nope. Come on, you know me. What category would Fried Green Tomatoes be for me?
Well, it's not too goofy.
Fiction?
That's normally...
Bad title. Doesn't appeal to me.
I forgot.
Oh, my God. It's a great book.
I should have thought of that.
Why is that a bad title?
Should have thought
that's
of that.
Very specific.
Have you ever had fried green tomatoes?
I don't like them.
Doesn't matter.
I don't think it's like the TV show
Just Shoot Me. I'm out.
Are you serious?
Not interested.
No, I don't like Just Shoot Me.
I think Just Shoot Me.
Bad title.
That's a bad title.
It's about a photographer, right?
You know, I mean, fried green tomatoes, like you haven't captured, I got nothing on that. You've actually turned me off.
I think fried green tomatoes is evocative.
I agree with that.
That's a southern dish.
Yeah.
It takes you to a place.
Yeah. Yes.
It gives you a feeling when you hear that. I'm not opposed to the title.
What about
I am opposed to the food. I think it's bad.
Really?
I think it tastes so bland. The only thing that makes a fried green tomato good is the sauce that you put on it.
Also good.
I'm not into it.
All right, now let me tell you something I'm into is hearing more and more of Saquon Barkley from this interview with Diana Russini. He also talked about Jalen Hurts. His leadership. This was a pretty big endorsement from Saquon to Jalen Hurts.
What's been your takeaway from being around him, learning from him, talking to him all the time? What is he like?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people have like this view of him, and I think they're wrong. He's a great leader. He works his ass off, and like right there, and like those two things to me like are the most important thing.
What makes a good leader?
A good leader just like it's not just vocal, right? Because like everybody leads in different ways, but like him is like, you're Jalen. Like it's the truth. Like there's guys in the locker room, like in every team, like you go in the locker room, you go to Kansas City, it's Patrick, it's Travis. You go to Philly, it's AJ, it's Jalen, it's me. Like guys going to look to you and see like, okay, like how did this person work? And when you look and you see like the work matches the talent, it's nothing but respect. So like that's how I think leadership. And then like he's great. Like he's probably one of the best vocal leaders I ever met in my life. Like he got all these sayings. Like he know how to talk. Like he could talk. I'm not saying that's not he can't do that, but more of like so of like the way that he approaches the game.
Look, it's a big endorsement. Whether he truly knows it all and means it all, or whether it's
Player speaking. Like he means it.
Well, look, we know.
He's only known him for a couple of months.
Yeah, we know Jalen works hard. That's never, ever, ever been in doubt. But when he says one of the best vocal leaders, I mean, we have seen games where he just sits by himself on the bench. Just sits by himself. I mean, no one's going to convince me that's being a great vocal leader. Now, hopefully Saquon is coming authentically here and we take him at his word. Maybe.
Well, players
Maybe
talk.
Not.
It's possible. I mean, players talk. And they, I mean, he probably got a lot of the information from other players.
Yeah, it's possible.
Right? He did his research.
It's possible that Saquon's presence causes Jalen to be a better leader. It's possible that he's more focused on his own demeanor with another huge star in town because that causes you to be, I don't know, like a little more self-aware. Like, I need to make sure we assimilate this awesome player fully into our offense, and that's part of my job as the leader of this team with the coaching staff.
One thing Saquon said that I really appreciate, and Ruben, you know Dutch did this totally when he joined Miami. Saquon's not taking a back seat to wait to be a leader. Like he said, all right, here's our leaders. AJ.
I know.
Jalen. Yeah. Me.
And me.
Yep.
It's very subtle, Joe, how he did that.
No, it is, but he didn't not.
But he did not include himself.
Ruben, you know, a lot of players will change teams. I got to find my way. Let me get halfway into the season.
When you step in there, then you know the guy's got some cojones.
Totally. And also sometimes that it's a guy that, and I'm not saying Saquon's near the end, but I'll say this, he's probably closer to the end than the beginning. I mean, he's entering year seven.
He's been around.
So he's like, look, if I only have 3 or 4 years left, let's rock and roll, man.
This man wants to win something.
Totally.
He wants to hold
something. There's an urgency.
At the end of the day.
An urgency and an understanding of how this league works.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that a lot. 215-592-9494. Something related to our show we got to dive into coming up next.